Stein Erickson, the longtime director of skiing for Deer Valley Resort, was the first skier to win a world championship triple gold in 1954 in slalom, giant slalom, and combined. Prior to that, he had won the bronze medal in slalom at the 1950 World Championships in Aspen, and then at the 1952 Olympics in Oslo, his hometown, he took the gold in giant slalom and silver in slalom. After moving to the United States, he taught skiing at Sun Valley and was named ski school director at several American resorts, including Sugar Bush, Heavenly Valley, Snowmass, and Park City. Bob Wheaton, president and CEO of Deer Valley Resort, says that Stein originally came to Park City with the owner of the Park City ski area at the time, Edgar Stern, from Aspen.
It's almost ironic in that, there's Stein, the icon, and Stein, the ski industry. And there's a whole other part of Stein that anybody who had met Stein saw immediately, and that was the personal side of Stein. And he was always so engaging and so endearing. And it really didn't matter if he never met you before. Within 30 seconds, you had a new best friend.
And while Stein became more frail after a serious ski accident just after his 80th birthday and he spent less time on the ski slopes, he remained sharp to the end.
Stein's one of those blessed individuals that could always remember somebody's name and where he had met them before. And so people that would come up and say, oh, Stein, I skied with you, 10 years ago or something. Oh, yes, I remember we skied yada, 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 and, the whole nine yards. So
Stein was with Deer Valley from the very beginning after working with Stern at Park City until he opened Deer Valley.
And when Edgar started Deer Valley, Stein came over to Deer Valley as a director of skiing. And at that time, it was a blank slate. It was there was a small ski area there before called Snow Park, and that was integrated into what we now know as Deer Valley. And so that kind of started a little bit of some of the master planning, but Stein was very, very involved with all the preliminary design of the resort and how things laid out, all the ski runs. He was up there skiing before we opened, skiing through the trees and saying, this would make a nice ski run here. We need to keep this area for glade skiing. This would be a great spot for a five-star hotel. Just happens now to have his name on it.
Certainly the best part of Stein's job was all of the time that he got to spend on the ski slopes, but he was always consulted when the resort expanded and added new chairlifts.
People would see him skiing down, and as you very well know, Stein had a very distinctive style of skiing, very easy to pick out. And so people would see him skiing down and be, oh, Stein, and they would stand at the side of the ski run and say, hey, Stein, how you doing? And he'd wave, and, people would mill at the bottom just to have a chance to go up and take a picture with him or say, hi, Stein, or special thing certainly was to be able to take a chair ride with him.
Although he had no ownership interest in the lodge named for him, he took enormous pride in how it was operated.
He was always there. He'd walk through the restaurant greeting people, and I don't know what better term to use than icon. And icon for the industry, certainly icon for Deer Valley and as well as for Stein Erickson Lodge.
Stein was considered one of the most influential athletes and businessmen in Utah winter sports. He was honored for his contributions to the sport by the Utah Sports Commission earlier this year. He was last publicly seen at this year's Jan's Winter Welcome in October, where he was also acknowledged for his devotion to growing the sport in Utah. He often praised his supportive parents who helped grow skiing in his home country of Norway for his success. Tiger Shaw, president and CEO of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, said in a prepared statement that as an Olympic and world champion, Stein set a standard in his sport of ski racing, which he carried into life as one of skiing's greatest ambassadors. His legacy will live on in the ski racers of today and in the sport he loves so much. Stein is survived by his wife of 35 years, Francoise, and four children. His son, Stein Jr., died in 2012. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests a donation to the Stein Erickson Youth Sports Opportunity Endowment at the Youth Sports Alliance online at ysaparkcity.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.